There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After from our Michelob Ultra Studios. Welcome, friends, to the Munganess St. Louis Acura and Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you. And we welcome you to be a friend of the feather and text in the EDF group text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Call in 636-9004-TMA or email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. And Doug, you say the first of the month is fun, not just because of the tribute to Bone Thugs and Harmony, but also because we clean off our jerseys from the previous month. Oh. We're all wearing clean uniforms as we get ready for a new Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month and a new Design Air Heating and Cooling Emailer of the Month. Fun times on the first of the month. It's the first of the month. Wake up. It's the first of the month.
And it's the start of summer, the start of meteorological summer anyway. June 1st, yeah. June, July, and August are the
And you always say this
months.
Is sapphic season.
I have never one time said that.
You know what I saw at 425, 430 this morning?
What?
The Four Fox Storm truck.
Wow.
Where did you see such a truck?
On 270. Wow. Or actually, it would be 40. It was before I hit 270.
It was seeking a storm somewhere?
I was like, this is a badass truck.
That's a nice little truck.
And I was like, oh, it's the Four Fox.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
you guys are out about early.
Yeah, you guys wanted it today.
Boy, I think the news starts at 4 a.m.
That's.
I think it does.
Mo Drummond?
It can't be a more better job than waking up at 2 or 1:30 in the morning.
Well, the exposure. You can't
Exposure's
put a,
darn nice.
When you get your tax return, that actually is line itemed at $1.5 million.
And they're all number one.
Yeah, every station is number one.
Yeah.
You can
figure out a demographic usually or an increase from last year or some reason to be number one.
Number one morning show with people that can't sleep.
Well, we're kind of in the same industry here. People in radio get up really early, a lot of them. A lot of them, most morning shows get up a whole other hour earlier than we do.
Yeah,
probably.
We run good on that.
I think Riz gets up at like 3:30.
Oh, he gets up earlier than that because he gets here at 3.
Yeah.
He gets here at 3. We've had multiple conversations over the years about he can't figure out what the hell I'm doing. I can't figure out what the hell he's doing. But
I'll
he said he
him.
Can't be able to do the show without getting here 3 hours early. He just feels like he needs to do that.
I saw this morning. I don't know what's. I didn't text her, but Casey said join AD this morning at 9 o'clock as Learn has a big announcement.
What's this announcement?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Who tweeted this out? AD did?
No, it was in the KC account. It said, join AD this morning at 9 o'clock as Learn has a big announcement.
What's this announcement?
I don't know. I didn't text her.
Gosh.
I'm excited to
hear
this.
It's not my business.
It's probably the earliest Learn reference we've had in a while.
Yeah, Doug, it hit at 7:10.
Yeah.
She was in the batting cage yesterday. They got their home run derby this Saturday against the Fastlane, and Learn is batting.
Which batting cage are they going to?
I think they're in O'Fallon somewhere.
Really?
Dude, baseball terrifies me. I could not imagine going into a batting cage.
Oh, come on.
Turn around like 70, 75.
I think it was.
It's throwing the ball down the middle of the plate. It's not like it's coming at you.
I don't see it, by the way. It's from the Casey Twitter account?
You see the Casey Twitter, the Casey Facebook page, one of the two.
What is a cuck?
Okay.
Probably Facebook, because I was on there this morning. I was on Twitter this morning. Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Building up your
I guess they're afraid to take on us for home run derby. But
Don't do that. We got some heavy hitters here.
It is a great thing that we're not asked. Let's just keep it that way and keep flying under the radar.
No participation.
They were asking me about a talent fee for something coming up, and I go, I got to be honest with you. I think I have one. But since I haven't done an event, I don't know what it is, so you'll have to check with Tommy what's in my contract, because I have no clue. So the sales guy talked to Tommy, and I go, I got to be honest, we've been here 18 months. Now it is 18-month anniversary. Oh, don't even think about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Jackson, what do we have planned for the 18-month anniversary of Balloon Party today?
John Denton.
That's how we're going to celebrate. Yeah, I guess, so 18 months.
I like a cookie.
But I kind of like, I'd like a cookie. But I thought, that's good.
We're just starting our 18th month.
That's right.
Yeah. July 1st would actually be 18 months, right?
Wow.
I think we started on the 2nd.
Wow.
Oh, so much math.
June is a 6th month. So we'd have to finish it to be here 18 months.
Yeah, and that's up for snatch grabs.
Right.
Candidly.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean anything by the softball thing. They've been playing as the fast lane for many years. So
yeah, they have.
It's an annual thing.
And it turns out, how about this? One of the members of the Home Run Derby tomorrow, or was it Saturday? Saturday, between the Riz Show and the Fastlane, played college baseball. And this was brought to my attention yesterday as I was handicapping this showdown. Who was that college baseball player of those two shows?
Is Anthony Stalter on that
show?
That's
a good guess, but that is not the answer.
Moon.
I say Moon.
No.
Can we have initials, please?
R.W.
R.W.
Richard Wagner.
That's correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Oh. Roy Williams?
Rock Chalk.
Yeah.
Rafe?
That's correct.
Nah.
I saw a swing yesterday. He must have lost it.
Oh, wow. What a horrible thing to say about a fella.
You're going to get us dragged into this thing.
Is this softball home run hitting or baseball home run hitting?
Slow pitch softball.
Oh.
Jackson, isn't that right? Ryder said when I was doing the promo for it on Balloon Party that Rafe played college baseball?
Mm-hmm. He was in my ear.
Okay.
Well, I threw some odds out there. I said, I just for the hell of it, I put the Riz Show at plus 115.
Where'd you throw these out?
Casey's Facebook page.
No. What, just to your neighbors or something?
Are you sure you're not on the dark web?
It was on their it was on their Instagram. They were live yesterday on their Instagram taking batting practice.
Wow.
And I threw out odds. I put... I think I put the Fastlane minus 130 to win. I put Learn hitting a home run plus 175. And I put Jamie Rivers throwing a bat minus 350.
I like cookies.
Yeah.
Well, how far away is the fence?
I have no clue.
So how can you give an odd on a home run if you don't know what they're going for?
I'm just playing around. I don't know. Like, Learn's not going to hit a home run. I put her plus 175. It could have been, like, plus 700.
Okay.
Did you know? You know, obviously you're trying to do that.
Yes, he did.
She responded, I don't know what this means.
Nice.
How are the sports? Good.
Doug, Mike Matheny, Bo Hart, Scott Spezio, and Andrew Jones will also be there.
They will?
Yeah.
Quite a lineup.
Andrew Jones.
I know.
Yeah.
The Matheny, Bo Hart plays, that's certainly on brand. Spezer is now very involved. I shouldn't say very involved, but he's involved, at the very least, with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, he'll be here for that in the ballpark.
Oh, is he going to be there? I knew that he'd been speaking at some of the events. I mean, he went. I mean, he was low in 2006 and 7 here. Although he was high, he was low.
Yeah.
And then he got lower after leaving baseball. I mean, his story is incredible. So anyway, he found religion. And so that's his... That's his reason for being here in St. Louis more often now. But then Andrew Jones. Don't you say Andrew or Andrew?
I always said Andrew. But a lot of people say Andrew.
Curacao, am I right on that?
I think you're
right. Sounds right, yeah.
To me, he might be the best outfielder, Doug, in the history of baseball.
I don't know what his
defensively,
connection.
Defensively, you mean?
Correct.
I don't know what his connection to St. Louis or the Point or the fast lane would be.
I don't know. I just
it's good
don't.
That he's here. Big
he's
name.
He's probably AD's teammate.
I think it's $15 bucks to go out there and get autographs.
Are you going to go?
Saturday night. Are you going? Oh, I sent something here, Doug. I think that's a good read.
I may go and watch.
There it is.
To watch or to sign?
His I may
talk to Riz, see if they need like a coach.
You want to coach
just,
the team?
Weasel my way into the big time show.
Oh, gosh.
Get us some publicity. you know.
Get us some publicity. Or you mean get you some publicity?
Oh, my God. Show. You know.
We got a real dichotomy here. I want to do as little as possible and fly as under the radar as possible. And Higgy's trying to get us involved. Although, as Doug's observing, it might not be us involved.
But it's just for the show. It's to build our brand.
Sure it is.
We're good with our brand where it is.
I told the
in
sales.
A closet by the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it works.
Under the radar.
Out of the way.
I don't know if it works for us. I mean, other stations go out on weekends.
God, you're killing me here.
No, they go out on weekends, but I think.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you, Doug.
Jesus.
Thank you, Plowhawk.
AD is going to be at the Classic Car Show. Favaz is going to be at Piccadilly's or someplace.
Oh, my God. Are you selling
but
cars?
We're going to be at home.
But they can call into their stations, and that's what they do. They promote it. Say, let's go out to AD. He's out at the Classic Car Show, and he comes in and promotes it. I would gladly go on weekends and do that, but we have nowhere to call in to promote because we're not on the air.
That would be correct. So we're not going to do it.
But I'd gladly go on a Saturday.
Okay, that's enough.
Doug and I are a lockstep here on this. I remember when I was first talking with Tommy. I mean, this is a long time ago now, not 2013, but 2021. And he goes, yeah, and then, people make appearances on the weekends and do this. I go, I got to be honest with you. I'm not interested in that. He goes, well, you get paid. I go, still not interested in it. I would rather have other people who might want to do it who don't have families. I knew Anna Marie was pregnant. Yeah, then that's great. But then I also wanted to make it clear that it wasn't because I wasn't going to work. I'd like to think it's pretty clear. I'm constantly working. I'm insane. But I don't want to just, do that kind of stuff. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah,
I would
weekends rather are for have, you. Weekends are for the family.
Well, to each their own, but I also know there are other shows where that is part of the deal. And they kind of looked at me like I was crazy that I didn't want to make more money. But I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I would rather have the people who want to do that do it, but I don't want to do that. But then if that's an expectation coming over here, I don't want it to be perceived as I'm a bad employee if that's what everybody else does. But just on the front end of it, that's not what I'm interested in. One of the sales people contacted me a couple weeks ago about some event, and then we get paid to do it. And I said, I'm good. I don't give it to somebody else. This was for 101. I just don't want to do that. So it's out there. It's absolutely out there. But I think I speak on behalf of Doug, and I don't know where I'm speaking on the Plowhawk and Jackson. This is not something I'm really looking for.
It's something I want to do, I'd like to bust out the pop-out somewhere at a couple locales.
What does that mean?
Put on a white T-shirt and grill some charcoal.
Jackson had an appearance down in DeSoto at a racetrack.
Yeah, I've done a couple appearances. I've done two. It was in DeSoto. It was deep Jeff County.
How'd that go for you?
You just stand there for a couple hours, hang out. Not a soul in that entire place knew who the hell I was.
You know, I thought you played well in DeSoto.
Right. Well, one would think that based on my content. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't. I think you could have put, anybody in there, and I don't know if people will recognize me, but I got paid to just hang out there. And then did some at the casino clean with the Plowhawk.
That's right.
And that was really fun. That was great. Yeah. Just hang out and have a few beverages and gamble a little was great.
Yeah, occasionally those things can be fun.
Right. So, but those were all during the week. They were on the weekend. But I guess the race thing was on Friday, but that was Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Plowsy and I had a big one at 590. We went to PT's at 11 o'clock at night.
Gosh.
And wasn't there a thing where you didn't get paid?
Yeah, well, we didn't get paid. We stayed there for 4 hours, and they go, yeah, we're going to cancel this.
So you were there for 4 hours, and then it got canceled?
Yeah.
It was, that seems kind of...
Didn't have enough girls.
Yeah, you know, me, Iggy, and then Biff and Big Al.
I felt like there was somebody else involved, because somebody, maybe it was you who was... And hey, listen, you were owed the money. You should get paid. I don't give a damn what the situation was. Was that what it was? The cat one time, this probably led to the final hashtag furlough, if I'm not mistaken. He was upset about something and was couldn't get a hold of the people in charge, and they weren't getting back to him. And so he went to talk to Melissa Marr. Doug, you know her as...
Marr Banks.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Who had nothing to do with management herself, but that was his only conduit, he thought, to talk to somebody in management about an answer. And I don't even remember whatever he was asking for. And then that led to a whole nother thing. And it's still cited years later as a big thing. And I was there, and they're like, yeah, he was yelling at him, going, he wasn't yelling at her, but whatever. And they had their mission on the cat. But you or somebody, for some reason I was thinking it was the cat, wanted to get paid. But there's no way in the world the cat was at PT's, so that couldn't have been what it was.
No, it was me and Plowsy, and I...
And you were trying to chase down the money, right?
I was told where I was going to get paid an hour.
I knew right away. I didn't do the chasing. I had that inkling that this is not going to be worth it.
Well,
I'm going to get furloughed.
Well, I wasn't going to just let it go. So I was told what I would make an hour.
Yeah.
And I said we were there for 4 hours. And she goes, and the person said, I don't remember that. And I said, well, I didn't write a contract. I mean, it's fair you say that. It's good. But then it was like 3 months, didn't get paid. And they kept saying, well, they haven't paid their bill yet. So I actually called PT. You know, we paid that the next day. So okay. And then I went in and said that. He goes, oh, yeah, they did pay. We just found out they did pay. Oh, right. Oh. Cut you a check.
Oh, so you did get paid.
Eventually, yeah, like nice. 3 months later. Everybody.
Yeah, but that was a grudge that was held forever.
That you wanted to be paid for work?
Yeah, when I brought it up twice, I had a vibe check, and I was like, whew. I felt like I was doing something wrong. It's like,
to be paid.
I was hanging out at PTs with strippers and Big Al and Biff, and I love Big Al and Biff, by the way. They're fantastic people. But yeah, me and Iggy were grinding out there.
Not to mention, you get home at 2 o'clock in the morning and you gotta get up at like 5:30.
Maybe they thought you wouldn't care to get paid just since you were at PT's. Like, that was pay enough.
What? Being at the east side from 9 to midnight? Yeah, or 8 to midnight? Exciting.
Because they didn't have any money and they were trying to weasel their way out. Period. There it is. Bang, bang. That's it. That's the deal.
Those are my last two appearances at PT's went well. That, and then I went out for the Stormy Daniels interview, and then she stiffed me.
Sure she did.
And then you got sideways on the Twitter tweets.
Yeah, we got a Twitter war that had like 1,000 comments on it. That's the most popular I've ever been on Twitter.
That was one of the funniest moments in history.
She said, Your people are threatening me with death.
And with death?
And I saw one said, look out, you'd be buried in the sunflower garden. She considered that a death threat.
Okay.
I said, well, you don't know our listening audience. That they're just kidding.
Well, you could see how she could take it that way, though. If someone's threatening to bury
I'm
you.
Yeah, I'm kill somebody because she stiffed me on an interview.
Sunflower garden.
Guys, Iggy is the kid at the back of the classroom who asks about homework right before the bell rings for the long weekend, and even the teacher rolls their eyes and calls him a dork. Doug, that's from Kevin's brother. His first name's Jack, and then his last name's Dylan.
Why am I a dork? Because I offer to go out and promote the show and the station. I'm just trying to be a good employee. No, I am going out July 8th. I'm going out to a St. Louis Acura.
What's happening on the 8th?
St. Louis Acura. I'm going out to sell some cars.
Are you going to be a salesman for a day?
Yeah. Buy a car for Miggy. I'll sign.
They don't want your signature. They want a car.
Well, I'll sell them a car, too.
Do you know anything about the cars?
They drive well.
I'll figure out.
Okay.
Talk about the alloy wheels.
What if you sell a few? You get a commission?
I don't want a commission. I'm just out there to have fun. Okay. Jamie asked me to come out. I said, anything for you, buddy.
What a treat.
Doug, this is coming from inside the building.
Oh, no.
The KFNS building. I don't know who it is, though. I was in the sales office when the cat came down and was talking with Marmar Binks. He was not yelling at her. He was yelling about Clown Nose and Bootman.
Oh.
Packer and I tried eavesdropping, but we couldn't. That's from the 314. I don't know who that is over at KFNS listening.
Yeah, there weren't a ton of people over there working.
Right.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
Danny Packer.
I think I know who it is.
There's nobody in that office, so I don't know who that would be.
I'll text you.
I go down and get shirts for TMA Lives. There'd be one person in that office.
Well, they were out selling. You kidding me? They were
hitting
the
one person in there was the one salesperson we had. So.
Let's start the good employee train by working your entire 2 hour and 45 minute shift. That's from the Loomster. And he came loaded for Bear Dunn.
He sure did.
He was listener of the year candidate, did not win.
Well, there's nothing I can do. I mean, our show's 7 to 10. That's how long I work. If the show is 6 to 10, I work.
Well, what
four.
If they need you to work more on a certain day?
I've already said I would.
Oh, okay.
I'll go out on weekends. I'll hang out.
Yeah. Where will you sign?
Always. I gotta get some more pictures of them out.
Yeah, you gotta have those glossies.
Well, I can't sign pictures if I don't have any. Yeah. I think Jesse's working.
Wow, I don't think Plowhawk just texted me who he thought it was. He's in Las Vegas. I don't think he'd or Nevada. I thought anyway.
I don't know if he's currently sitting in KFNX.
He
was there at the time. I thought.
Right. I just wouldn't think he'd be up listening.
Oh, got your point.
Speaking of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being nominated for the St. Charles USB.
It's you.
Well, it ties
into the cat. I am being nominated.
It ties into the cat. That's I have to preface it.
Oh my God!
But I'm being nominated for the USBC St. Charles Hall of Fame, Bowling Hall of Fame.
Oh
Holy crap.
Well, tying well with the cat.
St. Charles. Absolutely.
Nominated.
The cat is also being nominated for the St. Charles.
Nominated.
Every time I think of Jim Hayes, I think of the bowling
nominated.
Hall of Fame.
St. Charles. Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm getting inducted. I'm just being nominated.
There's a nomination process?
Well, you have to be nominated, and they have to, just like, you know, people are nominated for the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and then people vote on it.
Had an opportunity to go into the NFL then. Didn't. That was the only chance I had to go in and didn't go. And when I take a pay cut to go, which was hard to do at that time.
There was no money involved, and I don't know how well I'm liked in the St. Charles USBC community, but one of the things I had to do that this person wanted was the years I was the Fontbonne bowling coach.
Oh, that's going to get you the Hall of Fame? The fact that you just
showed up. Well, that's why I'm going in, because of, not for bowling, although I was a good bowler, but I'm not guy. There's guys that have guy just shot his 119th 300 game the other night. But I'm going in for service, like Kegler's Corner for 20-plus years, promoting bowling, teaching kids, things like that. But I didn't remember what years I was there.
At Fontbonne.
Yeah, so I'm Googling.
Did you mention the fact that the program shut down after you spent 2 years there?
There is no secret plan.
So I was... I was Googling Iggy Strode name Fontbonne bowling coach, figured that might be released somewhere. I even texted Swope. I said, do you know when I was coaching? But I found an old KFNS.
Wait, stop. You asked Buck Swope when you coach?
Well, he would know.
Why wouldn't you know?
I think he did a Swope's
this
pick
Hall
on it.
Hall of Fame career.
I'm still waiting for to hear what this has to do with the cat. Yeah.
So yeah, I was as I was Googling, the KFNS segment came up where Cat, I think Tim was out because he didn't ask any questions. So I'm guessing Tim was out.
That's still 50-50.
May have been emailing. saving a
But
furlough.
The cat, they surprised me.
I was saving jobs.
They surprised me, and they put Maria on, who was the athletic director at the time. And then they brought Franzi on, who was the coach before me, to talk about
this.
The program.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's when Charles Franz said, well, I left in 2008 when Ken took over. So I found out when I started, 2008 to 2010. But it was it was the funniest segment. Cat just would not stop with his interrogation. Now, he said one time that Maria, I have to ask you, you have to feed the athletes who are on the road, correct? Because, yes, we always feed. Well, Iggy didn't want to stop, so he didn't feed the girls and went straight home. I said, that's not true. But it was really funny. So that's why I bring that. The cat was hilarious in that segment.
Look at that weave.
Okay. Doug, do you see how it all
it's
tied
like a
in?
I see.
Right
I weaved
there at the end. I weaved
it perfect
in.
Afghan.
I weaved it in.
It was all about telling us that you just got nominated for this Bowling Hall of Fame.
No, it's no big deal.
That's exactly what that was about.
Doug, I'm going to have to agree with Doug on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
It was a very tight and easy read, actually.
Pass up, whistle snoot.
But I wanted to bring up how funny that segment. Maybe we could get that in the skeleton. That was a hilarious.
Morning, speaking of the cat, I scored a goal off of Matthew Tkachuk when he was six. Good Lord, Papa. You're one of a kind, Doug. That's Flocky the Smurf.
Flocky.
This story effing sucks. Cut his mic. That's from Ray King. Stop talking. That's from Big Tuft. And all... for that. That's it. That's from Scissor Me Timbers. I love Iggy, but cut his mic.
Cut his mic. Oh.
Chase Richards' boyfriend 100% lied about the lunch stealing story. First it was MICDS, now it's Chaminade. What a very weird thing to lie about. That's from Mr. Slay.
It was one of those preppy schools. Chaminade, Country Day, I don't remember. It was one of those preppy schools.
Country Day, that's too preppy of a name.
And Chaminade's preppy, too.
Doug, what is the preppiest school in St. Louis?
Well, probably MICDS.
I think CBC.
And it was like 1973 or 4, so 50 years ago. I don't remember the school.
CBC reminds me of like Yacht Boat Rock, where SLU is like, you know, cultured men holding like old man pipes.
What are you basing that off?
Nothing. I have no knowledge of either institution.
I think MICDS would be the preppiest school in town.
It's pricey.
The Chaminade's right.
What's that going for these days, Jackson?
31 and a half.
Oh. 31 and a half.
For high school?
That's right.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, that better be automatic, get you into whatever university you may want.
The place looks like a university.
I've never actually
like
seen it.
It's gorgeous.
It's massive.
Yeah.
SLU is kind of preppy. You had to wear uniforms, didn't you?
No, we didn't have uniforms.
Oh, no? No. I thought you had to wear uniforms.
See, I like the locale.
There was a dress code. But there weren't uniforms.
Yeah, but like Chaminade and Country Day, I think they have pants and shirts they have
to
wear.
No, MICDS is not.
I'd be shocked.
It's all dress codes. Like, you have to wear a collared shirt and khakis, but it's not like here's like what every single person
wears. Well, I
think
back in my day, they wore the same shirt, the same white Oxford with a blue jacket and pants. And
what'd y'all do for lunch?
Little beanies.
Do y'all have like off-campus lunch?
At Kirkwood?
No, like, it went there ever off-campus lunch into schools, or was all private schools?
I think our senior year, I mean, this is 25 years ago now, but I think our senior year, you could go off-campus, I think, but that was it.
Because we had that luxury, and that was great, but I wasn't for sure. I know high schools are different.
We certainly did not.
You could not, Jackson?
No, once the school day started, you had to stay. In, like, if you were leaving, you were leaving. If you were staying, you were staying.
They had a student smoking section at Kirkwood.
That's awesome.
I don't think they still do that.
No, we used to use the bathrooms.
they used to use the bathrooms smoking even when I was in high school. That would be the spot. Or, like, buses where we would bus to, like, you know, a field trip or something. People would just be hammering ciggies, and nobody cared. But, yeah, I didn't know the off-campus lunch thing existed.
Yeah, Brentwood, you could. A lot of us would go to Carl's or Velvet Freeze.
Oh, my God. Carl's
Strong. What a nice little treat when you're in high school. You're welcome to give your thoughts. Many have already chosen to do so without invite. In the EDF group, text in box 314-881-TMA5. That is how you can text in to this award-winning radio presentation. It's the EDF group. You may remember them as Engineered Design Facilities. Well, now they are the EDF Group. EDF Group, sponsor of our text inbox, also the sponsor of the pre-party for our Dotem a couple of weeks ago. Engineered Design Facilities, moving forward as the EDF Group, the most experienced data center and critical facilities service provider in the St. Louis market. Check out the newly revamped website, theedfgroup.com, and take a look at each of the three divisions they have to offer. EDF Group is your one throat to choke for all your critical facilities, data center, commercial, fire alarm, and electrical and IT infrastructure needs. To contact the EDF Group, email fire@theedfgroup.com. Experience the EDF Group difference and learn more at theedfgroup.com. We are in our Michelob Ultra Studios, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbohydrates. Sponsor of the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship as well. And, Doug, you filled out 12 brackets in the office pool, and in 8 of your brackets you had both Guy Watson and Todd Callahan in the Elite Eight, and they are both in the Elite Eight, and you are currently in first place in the office pool.
I'll make a lot of money on this one. No, I didn't make a pool. Never would, never have.
Well, you'd probably have to have Guy and Callahan in there. They're both former champions.
Yeah, do you base it on former
champions? I didn't have a bracket. I don't care. This is a Shishawali event.
Oh, Callahan shouldn't have been in there if I didn't lip out a putt. He's not in, doesn't win.
It gets back to you again.
Did you do a survivor's pool?
I did no pools.
Yeah, survivor pool would be fun. Should have done that.
No pools.
Well, thank you to Michelob Ultra for sponsoring.
I don't care.
What a treat.
So congratulations to Guy. And congratulations to Todd Callahan. He beat Flip Wilson, who beat KG in O-Town.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? Flip Wilson, according to KG and O-Town, skull-effed KG and O-Town. Mm.
So but these fellows are two wins away? Three wins away.
Wins away from $2,500.
Oh, my.
I think Guy yesterday, because Cletus was on the phone telling me about the match.
Doug, were you on the phone with Cletus about
that?
No. Yeah, I don't know why he called me, but Guy was in the car, and Cletus asked him.
I would throw my phone out the window like it was a bomb if somebody called me to talk about their championship.
I'll never hang up on Cletus. But he said, no, there's no way, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, splitting, you know, the pot when it gets down to the final two or whatever.
Like a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, everyone, anywhere I go, that's all people are talking. You can't turn on TV without.
And he said,
I
know Guy wouldn't do that. And Guy said, hell yeah, I would. But Guy said, 2,000 for the winner, 500 for the second place. That's how he'd split. He'd agree that the second place guy will get 500.
Doug, they call it chopping a pot.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody's talking about it.
Everyone is talking about
it. You pretty much have to win 500 to get your money back.
Imagine standing over a putt for $2,500, Bill.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
No, of course not. You're Mr. Cool.
Well, I would have chopped it. So it doesn't matter if I win or not. I'm getting half the pot.
Hey, guys, I got a great story about the cat. Have I ever told you about getting peed on when I was a kid? Or how about the time I got peed on when I almost got caught banging some married girl? I swear, this is going to be about the cat. Just let it develop. Thanks. That's from John.
Well, that was a fun little story. If you haven't listened to that segment, it was actually pretty good. Maria was kind of disagreeing with all the things. He goes, yeah, this 2.5 years going to 2 terms really isn't very good.
You wouldn't schedule an event for the girls.
And then Charles came on and said, I was taking them to like 15 a year.
Now, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do better?
Go listen to a segment.
I was there for the segment. I'm asking again so we can all be updated. Why didn't you do better scheduling events for the team?
I didn't want to drive.
Then why did you take the job as coach?
For the money.
Well, at least you're
honest. Are you proud of your tenure there?
Not particularly.
No.
I didn't do anything.
But it could get you in the Hall of Fame.
We went to Determus, and they were in Belleville, and they were in St. Charles.
So you drove half an hour.
The ones in Wisconsin and Alabama, I had no interest.
But what about the girls? They would have had an interest.
They did have an interest. What am I going to do?
That was your job. That was your one job.
I also had a guys' team that I had to worry about.
Okay, take them too.
How many tournaments did they play?
They bowled one. They bowled with the girls in Belleville.
Oh, my gosh. A team event?
Well, what am I going to do?
It could be one of the worst coaching performances in the history of the sport.
I've got 5 girls, and on a Friday, coach, I can't bowl tomorrow. I have cheer practice. Well, we got 4. Can't bowl.
Take 4.
Can't.
I imagine the relief washed over your face when someone told you that they couldn't bowl the next day and you couldn't go.
Yeah.
Oh,
How about recruit an extra bowler?
Well, I had one in Mississippi that was, we were going to be staying at a casino for the guys' team. And I said, God, I do not want to drive to Mississippi for this thing. So a guy didn't show up for practice, and I said, all right, you're out. You can't bowl. He goes, what? It was just, I forgot all about it. I had a meeting, coach. I said, well, you weren't at practice. You can't bowl. We don't have enough. Can't go.
Belichick. You were the worst coach in bowling history. Worst coach in bowl, maybe in college athletics history.
At least take bribes. I'd rather at least
recruit extra players. A coach's job is recruiting.
I don't want to drive.
A picture in my head of Iggy walking into the living room of some superstar high school bowler and completely losing it on the ball.
Guys, I cannot believe I am being forced to relive a terrible phone call from a red wine drunkard about some garbage-level golf tournament. The lack of self-awareness is truly next level. Doug, that's from Big Saggers.
We were talking about the Fan Page Club Championship, and I brought up that he won yesterday, and Cletus called me. He's proud of his son.
Okay, sure he is.
That's all.
Okay.
Callahan didn't call me after his match.
Why would he?
I don't know.
No, he didn't. There'd be no reason for him to do that.
That's enough of me for Wallace.
Cuddy's Mike.
Oh, my God in heaven. Doug, here is Stephen A. Smith talking about breast milk.
Okay.
Here's what I've been doing. I'm opening it up.
No, the Adobe doesn't work.
No, I'm going to open it up as you call for it. It takes 2 seconds, and it's just a lot easier.
Okay.
Josh Hart sent out some kind of tweet or whatever asking folks if we'd ever taste breast milk. Breast milk. That's what he said. Now, I've never been inclined to taste breast milk. I like breast. You don't have to be a baby to like breast. Matter of fact, one could easily argue there are adults who like breast more than babies.
That's got to be one of the best
However,
takes.
Breast milk is a different matter. He asked that question. I'm like, damn, Josh. What the hell? No wonder why Jalen Brunson said lose the number. Josh Hart is a weird one, but he is somebody I hope remains a New York Knick.
Good Lord. And this guy makes like 10, 12 million a year.
I'm telling you.
So yesterday, what was I telling? I told Jackson at the end of Balloon Party, Doug, something I think you would agree with. You're in a bad business, baby. That's what I said to him about the industry. Because how do we even get on the topic of it? Do you recall?
Stephen A?
No, but there was some question that you asked me.
Oh, about the Drinkwitz NIL comment.
Oh, yeah, about how that turned into a whole thing, you know, because social media engagement and people who are making no money just need to try to get attention, and that's what they do on Twitter and Instagram, even though they'll never monetize it. With that said, I said to Jackson, watch this, Doug, you're in a bad business, baby.
That's what you said to him?
Now, one out of every, what do you think, 10,000 people who attempt to go into sportscasting will make material dollars. I suppose material is in the eye of the beholder. But either way, Jackson, I said to Jackson, I go, the Stephen A. Smith, though, he's everywhere. He's making $12 million. And then Jackson goes, and this is in a commercial break. Yeah, and he's really horny. And I go,
what?
How do you...
Well, how do you know that?
How do you know that? Jackson, then tell me the anecdote that you told me during the commercial break of Balloon Party.
Well, so like when he leaves ESPN and either does his own podcast or other people's podcast, he just lets everything loose and he gets all horned up. Like they ask him questions about tossing salad and he like gives them in-depth answers and then he's talking about breast milk and he kind of sounds like a late night radio DJ when he does it. And
Mark,
it's just outstanding.
There are adults who like breasts more than babies.
Like, I mean, nothing. Like, that's one of the better
second
ones
he leaves his Disney job, it's just let me get all horny on these podcasts, and I think it's outstanding. It really makes me laugh.
I had no idea this existed. That he goes on other podcasts or his own podcasts and talk about eating ass and breast milk.
Oh, I'm telling you.
But we just heard the breast milk thing, and then one could argue.
Josh Hart sent out some kind of tweet or whatever asking folks if we'd ever taste breast milk.
that pause.
Very dramatic.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's done yelling at Chris Russo and Kendrick Perkins, and then he goes on and goes, all right, now it's time to talk about eating ass.
I'm telling you. He's
got it figured
out.
Not the rest of us. He's got it figured out.
He's 15 mil a year right now.
The way he worded that, it doesn't make any sense. Josh Hart tweeted something out or something like that asking, did he ever taste breast milk? Why would you ask other people if he ever tasted breast milk?
No,
wouldn't he know?
The tweet was Josh Hart saying, have any of you ever tried breast milk? Just
all
curious.
Right, well, play it again. Here's his words.
Oh, you want me to play?
One more time,
just the
please.
Beginning, Josh Hart.
Josh Hart sent out some kind of tweet or whatever asking folks if we'd ever taste
If he'd ever weigh in.
Weed.
Oh, they said he.
Yeah, no, he said if we'd ever taste it.
Weed.
Okay, I thought he said he.
I like breast. You don't have to be a baby to like breast.
I mean, come on. Those two drops are insane.
I'm trying to find when he talked about eating ass on
Where was he talking about eating ass?
I'm pretty sure it was Pardon My Take. But, like, other people like asked him, or maybe Jake Paul asked him about it. It was Jake Paul. It was 100% Jake Paul asked him about eating ass.
Doug, did you hear Jake Paul interview Stephen A. Smith about ass eating?
No, I
don't. God, that sounds like a hell of a podcast. Can't be on this one.
I'd love to hear that, but it's on Jake Paul, so there could be some cussing and graphic stuff.
Well, it sounds like eating ass ain't gonna be graphic, right?
But he may use words that.
Yeah.
I'll find
one could
it.
Easily
I'll
argue there are adults who like breasts more than babies.
I'm sorry. How he says babies there.
Yeah,
creepy
the way he says it. It's like hosting Quiet Storm.
Where was this on? Was this on ESPN? What
like
we're hearing?
I think it was his own podcast.
Yes, and I had no idea. We were talking about this. Oh, we were talking about, because I said Stephen A. Smith, I was at a Rams 49ers game in San Francisco 20 years ago, and I didn't really know who he was, and I just noticed this. He was kind of like looking at me. I'm like, man, this guy from the Philadelphia Inquirer is like looking me up and down. I don't know what the hell's going on. And then Jackson goes, oh, he's really horny. And I go, Stephen A. Smith, the guy who's like up there yelling and rolling his eyes when guys are giving NBA takes? He goes, oh, yeah. When he goes on these podcasts, he's always talking about eating ass.
Oh!
Go, God bless.
So why was he staring at you?
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to eat mine.
Ah! I found it. I'm going to go pull the clip and put it in our system.
Is he not married?
No, he's not.
Well, he's probably banging them two at a time with that payroll.
He's tall, too.
Oh.
He was standing next to J.J. Redick. He was like an inch shorter.
Nice. Okay. Doug, he's a tall
What does that have to do with it?
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe it's because like the seated thing, but I would have always thought Stephen A. Smith was short.
Yeah, me too.
But he's pretty tall. And then like he'll walk into like Knicks game like he owns the place. He's like dabbing people up and walking around like the king of New York. It's outstanding. I love Stephen A. Smith.
Wow.
I remember when we just go on ESPN as an NBA analyst before games and just... So that was his job. He's a reporter. Now look at him.
Yeah.
Doug, why don't we go give takes about the NBA?
Well, you have to have big opinions to make the big money, usually.
You have to act like
that's a big one there. Breast milk.
Oh, I'd make up opinions all day. 15 million a year. I would scream about everything.
Middle of the road people don't ever make it huge in this
business. That's correct. That's right. That is correct. Man, you're spitting knowledge today.
You think of the biggest names out there, the most successful people are all radical in their own.
Dan Orlovsky.
Ned Reynolds. Can you imagine Ned Reynolds yelling?
What would it
sound
like?
Would it take?
Like?
Well, there's no reason to yell. I mean, their guest list is yesterday they had a
Johnny Johnson.
They had a brother-sister shot putter on.
This is true?
Yeah.
You're monitoring the guest list of Dan Reynolds' show?
Well, it comes
on brother-sister shot putting?
They have a Facebook page. It said, guest list today. They had a picture of brother and sister shot putters.
Nice.
Wow.
And the Evangel High School baseball
We don't cover
coach.
Nearly enough shot putting.
Well, it just shows me that, because for a two-hour show, they have like four guests on, which means they can't come up with anything on their own to actually have a conversation between the two of them and have takes. It's always going to be a guest. I never liked that.
Well, are we going to put the Springfield radio station on blast again?
Yep, it's time. They had it coming. Guys, is Stephen A. a Burwell protege or something? I remember him being at the services for Brian, but I can't remember the connection. That's from Brian Henschen. I remember there were a number of national people who were in attendance at Brian Burwell's memorial service, but I honestly don't remember Stephen A. Smith. I'm not saying that he wasn't there. I just don't remember it. That would have been a decade ago now.
Yeah, I don't think they never, unless they, remember Brian used to do that Sunday show.
I believe Bill Roden was there. Bill Roden was at the memorial service. Jay Adonde was there. There were members of the Rams who were there, and they had a Thursday night game or a Monday night game that night, I remember. But that's not to say Stephen A. Smith wasn't there. I might have forgotten about it.
I don't know if they worked together or not. The only thing I think is that round table they did on Sunday, that maybe he was part of that round table with Brian.
Is Strode really critiquing how someone might have improperly phrased a sentence? The guy who used the word microbioticism last week. That's from Dogtown Astro.
Well, just because I can't talk doesn't mean I can't comment on somebody else that I thought used the wrong word. It's like a guy who's never played baseball before. He's not allowed to talk baseball.
Yeah.
Tim, my runner-up speech for Texture of the Year at the End of the Year Awards was about some skank eating my ass. And I can send it in if you guys want to read it. Thanks. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster.
That's a daily occurrence for you.
Gosh, that's rough.
Guys, why do these hot take Smith non sequiturs surprise you? Ken can be talking Cardinal baseball for 5 or less seconds and then have on-air strokes that word vomit about Paola Ditch Carp, his Brentwood days with the plug uglies and newsies, or the latest Britney Spears playing with her boobs on Instagram posts. That's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
The show is just a stream of consciousness. Just something pops in your head, you mention it.
Sure, why not?
There's no structure.
Yeah. There is some forgetting going on here.
Doug, we can't forget this. We got a new sponsor on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Who's that?
We welcome to the program the St. Louis Hair Restoration Network. Welcome aboard, friends.
Let's go.
Doug, what do you have to say?
Well,
Jackson, what do you have to say?
Jackson and I are going to do this together.
What?
It's the best hair restoration place in town, bar none, not even close. The best professionals out there, the best doctors working, St. Louis Hair Restoration. And they came to us and said, hey, would you like to try the product? And we said, what do you mean by that? I said, would you like to maybe fix the front of your hair with a little hair transplant? I thought for a moment. I said, well, sure, I'll do that. I missed the front half of my hair. I'll do that. I've missed the front half of my hair for years. And they're going to show us how it's done. And so we said, sure, we'll do it. And they're going to help Jackson as well. Dr. Polenga and the founder, Greg Kreiling, are both patients of their own product. They're right there at Big Bend and Kirkwood Road. I'm going in here at the end of the month.
Woo!
To have a little something
You're
done.
You're going to get it done?
I've never had work done before.
You're going to look like Quinn.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Jackson, what about you?
Jackson!
No, he went to...
Didn't you guys
Jackson!
Say I was told you guys are doing this spot together.
Yes, we are!
He went to cut the Jake Paul, Stephen A. Smith thing.
Well, anyway, hair restoration is all they do at St. Louis Hair Restoration. They do it at the highest level. Even the team of technicians they have on staff have an average of 15 years experience. This is all they do there, and they do it better than anyone else. Your initial consultation with Greg and Dr. Polenga is more educational than anything else. I've already had that. Jackson's had that. They truly want you to understand how it works, why it works, and the differences in the techniques that are out there. Their main goal is to guide you in the right direction to make the best decision for yourself. I'm going to have what's called the FUE procedure.
FUE.
That's follicle unit extraction. That's just one of a couple different ways you can have a little hair transplant. I understand they take a little piece-by-piece hair out of the side and back of your hair where you have plenty.
Yeah.
And then individually, they transplant it to the place where you're thin or where you want it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doug, I can talk about what they're doing with me.
What are they doing with you?
What are they doing with you, Jackson?
Well, so they looked at my hair and they said, at your age, it's best, let's get you on this finasteride for a year. It's the generic form of Propecia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let's see how that takes. And after, you know, a year of that, if it's showing good signs, if it's showing you're going to hold the line, maybe we can work with something like that. But let's get you on that for a year. And we're also going to give you this laser cap. And this laser cap, you put it on your head for 6 minutes a night.
Yeah.
It increases the blood flow of your head, which helps with the regrowth of hair. It's super easy, very, very helpful, and it's not really invasive. It just feels like you're wearing a regular ball cap. And you just do it for 6 minutes a night, and it really helps.
Yeah, if thinning hair bothers you, and it bothers a lot of people, do something about it. There's a place right here in town that some of the best you'll find anywhere in the country, St. Louis Hair Restoration. You don't have to. You don't have to be bald anymore. You don't have to be thinning. Make you feel better about yourself, better in social situations. Whatever. You just want to look better. Jackson and I are going to look like Quinn Snyder and Fabio here in another.
Doug, you want a little tagline? You want a tagline?
Yeah, let's get a tagline.
You got a tagline?
You want hair, but life's not fair. Send your head on vacation. Choose St. Louis Hair Restoration.
Wow, that is so good. Gosh, is that good?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be repeating that over and over when I have my little procedure later this month. And you can kind of see, we're going to track it. You can see how much it helps.
Nice.
Now, it takes a while. It's not something that happens overnight.
So, what, like 3 weeks?
It's not even 3 weeks. 3 months, maybe.
3 months?
You start to see, you know, three to,
that's
I think,
good,
six
though,
to eight
because
months.
Because it goes gradually. It doesn't, you just show up one day and you just got a big puff of hair.
Then people would assume you probably are wearing a device.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's going to be your real hair.
Yeah, your real hair. It comes from the side and the back of your hair, and
the donor areas.
Just move it. Yes, the donor areas.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you coming into work and having to get the hair out of your eyes. Ugh.
Well, I don't think it'll ever be that long.
Flip it.
No, it won't ever be that long.
Doug, the Angel of the Morning After writes, Doug is getting what MGK had done.
MGK.
Is that Machine Gun Kelly, Jackson?
Yep.
And he had a procedure?
Not that I'm aware of, but maybe.
Oh, there's thousands of people that have had it done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how come you don't see many bald people in Hollywood? Because they got it done.
Right. Usually they don't talk about it. They
right. Absolutely.
Do it in privacy.
Yeah,
that's
not
care.
That big of a deal. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
good for
careless.
You.
Yeah.
Good for both of you.
Yeah.
We'll take
I'm
some before after pictures.
Oh, my God.
I'm really proud of you guys.
Well, yeah. Why would you be proud?
For taking that next step.
Oh.
And these guys are really quality people, and they know what they're talking about. So
yeah.
Exactly who I would go to. Exactly who I am going to.
We've been in, talked to them a couple times. They answer all your questions and give you a detailed rundown on what you need to do and what to expect. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. St. Louis Hair Restoration.com.
This is outstanding. So when are you getting the procedure done, yo?
Right at the end of June.
Which is perfect because we have a little break.
Yeah.
Because of 4th of July.
Yeah, so the timing worked out perfect.
Nice. Wow. So, Jackson, you won't be getting a procedure. You're just going to be on the finasteride.
Yeah, they want to see how it all, you know, if it takes and everything's good. And then they said, you know, after about a year, that'll be a good sample size to see if I'm ready to do something. I'd be very much interested in doing something like that.
Do they offer a cut and color? Me and my Lime friends are in the market. That's from Arbor Day.
Probably would. It's not their specialty. But they'd probably do that if you asked nicely.
Not a salon.
After you're done, though, you may need a cut and color because
right.
You'll have long hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll send you to Oreen.
Do they do shrub work, boy? That's from Wolf Boy.
Can they take the shrubs and put them on your hair?
That's not where this is going to go. No.
And honestly, I don't. That wouldn't look good either because it's much more curly, you know.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It just looks weird with curly front hair.
No, we're not talking about any of that. No.
Nonetheless, I think you guys are going to look good.
I can't wait to see it, Plowhawk.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, there's some people who just have a little bald spot in the back, and, they, you know, that's really easy for them. If you're missing a lot of your hair, then, of course, it takes more time and possibly more than one procedure.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle where they said I was, like, the perfect candidate to have, you know, just one time and fill in a little in front. That's about what I need.
Nice.
But, you know, Jackson's got a lot more years to live, so there's a lot more could happen to his head of hair between now and the time that he's an old man. So he's going to be probably a little trickier to deal with. That's why they're starting him in a different way than they did me.
Jackson, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. And these guys are, you know, experts, so I yield to them, and this is what they thought. And, you know, I've been meaning to get on it for a while, and they just helped me. They guided me through it, so it's great, and I hope that my hair does take so I can get a procedure.
Jackson's going to be the most eligible bachelor in St. Louis here pretty soon.
You talk about Joe Burrow swagger.
Getting his hair done. He got a cut the other day that looked good. He's losing weight, looking good.
Hey, what's the weight situation?
Same as about what I was at the Dotem, you know, about $1.83, so that's 19 pounds.
Look at that.
19, that's good.
Yeah. Eating less and moving more.
Yeah, that's the key.
Feeling better, too. That's the main thing. It's just you feel better every day.
I think it's mostly just eating. We eat so much junk.
Right.
And you think, just one more donut. Just one more Big Mac. It won't hurt. And it adds up, and it does. It makes it
today you'll
difference.
Be saying, because you got 7 pieces of salmon in there, buddy.
Oh, I do.
You'll be saying, one more piece of salmon. One more piece of salmon.
Salmon's good lean protein, though.
Yeah, salmon.
There's 7 pieces in there. You can split it up.
That sounds like lunch.
Give Jackson a piece.
I don't do fish, unfortunately. My weight loss journey would be a lot easier if I did, I'll tell you that much.
Gosh, I love salmon.
Salmon and tuna are really good lean proteins.
Think about that. Think about how good those proteins
What's
are.
What's it called in there? Omega?
Omega-3.
Omega-3.
A lot of omega-3 in this Copper River salmon.
Copper River? Now, where is that?
Alaska.
Think about that.
This is the most famous river in the world for catching salmon.
Is that where all the bears go?
Clip that
I see off. Video. I see video of grizzly bears up there. Snatching salmon out of the streams.
Yeah, but you know
how Copper River
could be. You know how salmon is kind of fishy. That's one of the fishier smells of fish is salmon. But Copper River, no, because of what they eat, what the salmon eat.
What are they eating?
It's just a different diet in the Copper River.
What are they eating?
I don't know. It's a different. It's different food in there.
They're probably eating worms and minnows.
No, they're just. It's a very buttery. Not so fishy taste.
Oh, gosh.
You'll enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. Thank you.
Wow.
Salmon and a better hairline. What more could I ask?
Well, you can have some too, Claude. There's 7 pieces in there. You can mix them in with your donuts.
I had some pork chops, au gratin potatoes I made myself last night, Doug.
Cut it out.
Things are happening on this show now. Things are starting to happen on this show.
You made pork chops all by yourself?
I mean, I just olive oil, little thyme, and oregano with some garlic salt and pepper, and that's it.
Parsley, sage,
let me tell you what.
Rosemary,
next time you do pork chops, marinate them in grape juice all day.
Grape juice?
I'm down for that because it was too late, and I don't like mine just super saucy on the grill because, like, the sauce burns and, you know. So I went dry rub style.
For the few short weeks that I worked at Schneidhorst, the cook gave me a pork chop when I said, this is the best pork chop I ever had. He goes, I marinate them in grape juice all day.
When he whispered it like that, too.
Like Welch's grape juice? Is anything off the shelf?
It's sultry.
Put in a bag or whatever you want to do, fill it with grape juice, and put your pork chops in there and marinate them all afternoon.
Huh. Well, I'd never heard of that.
I'll try it.
Okay.
I would try by going to Design Air Heating and Cooling, Doug, because we got temperatures in the 90s, brother.
Yeah.
DesignAirService.com. Mr. Smith sent me an email yesterday. His air conditioning went out and contacted Design Air Heating and Cooling, and they were out there quick, fast, in a hurry. They are the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. Jackson, what is the title of yesterday's QFTA again?
Based on the Cabana and Rascal Tax.
Yeah, I thought I saw Nelly on a Rascal with a mask in Las Vegas this past weekend. But I'm like, there's no way. And then it turns out he was with Ashanti. You remember Ashanti and Nelly were together in 2007?
Don't remember that. Certainly don't know the years.
And I think they may be back together. And so his way of hiding out was to drive around on a Rascal with a mask, like for COVID. And, I saw Nelly. Because you would usually see somebody on a Rascal who's not, you know, in their 40s and in good shape, usually. But that's what I saw in Nelly.
Did you?
Yeah, and then when we were talking about the Cabana?
Yeah, the price of a Cabana for a day in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
How much is it now?
What do you think a Cabana was last weekend at the Palazzo Hotel, the adjoining tower, or the sister tower, perhaps, of the Venetian?
How long did you have it for the day? Afternoon?
I would have gotten it at around 11:30 and probably stayed it until about 5.
$3,000.
Is it an hourly rate?
I guess it was just a day rate. I don't know, because I went and asked.
1,000?
Plowhawk, you want to fire a bet at the pot?
$790.
Wow, very specific. I like that. The answer, $1,500. And for the record, I declined.
Yeah, just so you have an umbrella over your head.
A place to sit.
And then I said, what about this chair over here? And they go, each chair is $100.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Dude, can you bring your own?
You're paying in the you're staying in the hotel,
That's
paying
right.
for the hotel, and you got to pay to sit.
That's right.
What if you don't want to sit? Can you just meander about?
You could meander about.
Swim, sit on the edge of the pool.
A lot of folks in the pool, as you might expect, on Memorial Day weekend.
So they don't have to pay to sit.
Perhaps that's the reason.
Any topless girls?
Oh.
I'm sure there were, but not where we were.
So what did you do if you didn't pay to sit?
There were some sections that were not pay to sit. But the prime sun, I guess that's the reason why they do
for
it.
Oh, heavens, the
yeah,
prime
well, when you're
sun.
Yeah, when you're a Mick like me, if anything, you want to hide out under a tree. So
you were in the shadow of a building?
But my Italian-American wife, all due respect to the Italian community, wonderful people, she puts oil on, whereas I'm putting the 30 block on.
Oh, yeah.
So she wants the prime sun.
Yeah.
I would just pony up right behind the pod plant.
Clip that off.
Get the shade and be able to, you know.
Get cocked.
Bingo.
Well, you have to be a disappointment to her that you can't have prime sun.
Oh, I think there's a lot of reasons I'm a disappointment to her. I don't know if that's top three, honestly.
We got a cabana in Jamaica.
The Rascal is the main transportation of the fan page. Thank you. That's from the Angel the morning after. Is that true?
I'm not sure I even know exactly what the Rascal is.
Oh,
is
like
a scooter?
A grocery store, the scooter with the little basket in front.
Oh, where you sit down
that's
on
That's what
it?
I saw Nelly on.
Isn't that for handicapped people?
Or people just trying to dodge attention. Yep.
Or, yeah, I guess that's true.
It's for the mostly for the sads and the fads, right?
I'm gonna say that, but I didn't want to actually say it. So
well, that's what it is.
It's never for any old person. It's always for somebody who, and you could tell those little wheels if they could talk. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're
literally
tails
the wheels on a Rascal could talk.
They're screaming. You hear it barely moving with that.
Yeah.
Poor cart.
Well, you could see it'd be a great benefit if you had trouble walking or something to a grocery store. It'd be a great tool to have.
Correct. People always take advantage of it. Yeah. Oh, my cankles hurt.
Walmart is heavily laden with Rascals, aren't they?
Broken ones, probably. I bet you their repair unit makes bank.
Oh,
repair unit. Rascal repair unit.
Well, either way, it's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. The wonderful Seth Goldkamp and his staff are going to be busy this weekend. It is going to be hot. I am off tomorrow, Doug. Jackson will be, I guess, point manning. Is KG and O-Town coming in?
Believe so.
Oh, nice. That.
We're going to have fun again. We're just going to say what comes to our head.
The good
what did you talk about when I was out last Friday?
Oh, I forgot.
Mostly you being out. The fact that it was a cover for the fact that you really were suspended for your take on
the St. Margaret of Scotland?
Yeah, Margaret of Scotland, yeah.
We dragged
like a pepper
out.
It was more like a pepper and genie.
Doug, you got to be a part of Pepper and Genie.
It was 3 hours of
Typically,
Pepper and Genie.
We take topic that would be normally 8 minutes and turn them into about 30.
Yeah, just talk until they're dead.
Tim, on yesterday's Best Of, I couldn't help but laugh out loud when Pepper and Genie tried to one-up each other on their milk intake. It was back and forth, but I think Genie prevailed when he proclaimed he drinks 2 gallons of milk a week.
Oh.
The content we didn't know we needed. Thanks, that's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack, but not his wife.
Pepper and Genie was on. You drink 2 gallons of milk a week?
Close to it.
Really?
Pepper and Genie was on the Best Of. Are we cussing that thing?
No. It's like us rehashing what happened on Pepper and Genie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I love milk.
A topic last week for 15 minutes, you talked about the expiration dates of milk and chickens.
Yeah.
Well, so that's something you need to know.
A rapid-fire take of more...
2% eggs?
With every meal, that's what you drink instead of water? You drink milk?
Yeah, I drink milk.
Do you really? Wow, how about that?
Like even with a savory dish?
Yeah.
Oh, after I make love?
Clip that off.
Me and Matt, like, you know, sensual lovemaking, I won't even be dressed.
Mm.
I'll just walk full salute right to the fridge and
drink milk?
And just unscrew the cap and just...
Why would you do that?
Every single time. Like,
why?
I just won the Indy 500.
Oh, it's a celebratory thing?
Cover yourself in it.
I don't know if it's a celebratory... I'll answer that. It is not a celebratory thing. It just... It's always something
milk?
I've done. Water just can never do. It's like my boy muscles need just a little bit more just to get back
boy
to the
muscles.
Bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
So I drink a lot of milk.
And you're proud of it. Have we decided
Absolutely.
Right now, is milk good or bad for you?
I don't think
things
it's
like
good
this seem to change yearly.
They cycle on, they cycle off.
It
I think it depends
doesn't.
On the type. Like if you're drinking straight whole milk all day, probably not.
Be pretty fat.
Yeah, a lot of fat in there. But if you're drinking like 1% or skim or like even one of these nut milks.
Ooh, we do the oat milk.
Nut milk. Yeah, almond milk.
Almond or oat. Milk. Or you know, they make peanut and pea milk. Right. Then I think that's a little bit better for you. But yeah, if you're just drinking whole milk all day, probably not the best idea.
It's definitely a myth about the bones, right?
Well, it's calcium. There's calcium, but there's other ways to get calcium outside of drinking milk.
I forgot the exact way I knew.
Calcium, vitamin D.
I mean, you can't eat a piece of cake without milk.
I agree, Eggs. A baked good without milk is, you know, shoes without laces.
Well, I never drink milk.
How do you eat a brownie with no milk either?
I don't really eat brownies.
Eat cereal?
Not anymore, no.
Wow. What do you have in your cupboard?
Well, in the morning, oatmeal. Oatmeal and blueberries or strawberries usually in the morning.
Granola.
Granola.
Plain granola.
Yeah, plain. Saltines without the salt.
Birdseed.
Mm-hmm.
That was your one airplane snack, was a big bag of seeds and nuts.
I was so appalled I had 4 empty wrappers of just chips, and I see him just eating his birdseed.
Birdseed, but half of it fell on the floor of the airport.
How lucky for Madison, no cuddling or attention after getting banged. Just instead, her fella takes his boner to the fridge to drown himself in milk.
Yeah.
Doug, that's from Tommy Cochran.
I'm not kidding.
Tommy Cochran?
I don't know him.
Some things are exaggerated. That is exactly what happens.
I don't know if there's a better like dessert beverage than a big glass of chocolate milk.
That's a nice play.
Yeah,
I love chocolate milk.
Yeah. Equal of the strawberry, make my own strawberry milk, but you can't have too much syrup. It's a light syrup for the strawberry compared to the chocolate, but man.
Prairie Farms, they get you a good one.
Yeah, that is good. Oh, strawberry.
There used to be one when I was a kid. I think it was called Hot Shot, where it was just you'd open the can. It's almost like aerosol, and you'd squeeze it in there.
Spray it in?
Yeah. It's called Hot Shot, I think.
That sounds like spray paint. It's like spray paint?
You're spraying aerosol directly into your drink?
I don't know. I just remember the name Hot Shot. Then it was Bosco.
Oh, I remember Bosco.
Nestle Quick.
I always have some syrup in my house just for, like, ice cream. And if I do chocolate milk, I just use this Hershey syrup.
Okay, I actually found it.
What'd you find?
Does it look like a guy?
What'd you find?
Is it Big Shot?
Maybe it was Big Shot. It was something shot.
Yeah, it looks like Big Shot, maybe, is like the spray.
My grandma always had that.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
Big Shot.
I remember that. Yeah.
That guy, I bet you that's a collector.
I don't think that's on the market anymore.
Oh, no, that's long gone.
Maggie O'Brien's is not long gone. As a matter of fact, Doug, it's freshly renovated. Local historic Irish pub for over 40 years in the St. Louis area. The great Eddie McVeigh. Is there anybody better?
No.
He might be my number one seed in the tournament of people. Eddie McVeigh.
Yeah.
I miss seeing him.
Family owned and operated. If you're looking for a place to tailgate for the city games, Maggie's has parties in their parking lot from 4 to 7 with DJs, food, and drink. And then you can walk over to the game or head inside and join the party. Free parking and free parking and shuttle service. Park for free and then a $2 shuttle to Cardinal games and just about any concert. And they have a calendar of events on their website at Maggie O'Brien's. Live music schedules at both locations in Sunset Hills and in downtown. They do catering for you as well. Pans of wings, Reuben rolls, toasted raviolis. And they have catered for us in the past at our house. It is choice.
Is it?
Maggie O'Brien's. Two locations downtown in South County and Sunset Hills. Sponsor of our Dotem Night Before Party, the great Eddie McVeigh. The place to go. Local historic Irish pub for over 40 years right on Market Street. Union Station's next to them. And, of course, in Sunset Hills as well. I'm going to ask the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour, stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Or you can text or call 314-252-0029. And now you're talking with Jamie Burkhard, Clayton Patterson, and Peter Mungenest, and the wonderful people at Mungenest, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. And coming up on July 8th, Iggy's out there selling cars.
Yeah,
wow.
Brother.
Coming out, get an Acura.
There you go.
That's the whole sales pitch?
That's the elevator pitch. That's the elevator pitch.
Are you selling new or used?
Both, I guess.
Both.
It's not till July 8th, so I really don't have all the particulars.
But it would really be funny if you go out there and sell about 12 cars in one day.
That would be great.
That would be really good, yeah, for us.
Have like an Iggy
Jamie.
Wing of that.
I'd be a salesperson of the month.
July 8th, you'll be out at Mungenest St. Louis Acura. That's where you're going to be? There it is.
Selling and signing.
Sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, and you are going to have glossies to sign.
I think so. I think Jesse said they were in the works, because I'm out.
You think people looking to buy a car are really looking for your glossy or for a nice whip?
I'm pretty sure that people come on and ask me to buy a car or people listen to the show.
You know what you should do, Iggy, and I love the glossy idea, is don't tell them about the glossy. Sign it, and once they buy the vehicle, you just put it in the glove box.
Oh, so it's a
and
surprise
so they,
for later.
They find that treat later, and the manual is right there, and they're just the glossy of
right.
Iggy.
Well, I think the picture will get them to buy a car. You can't have a picture unless you buy a car, so... They'll go buy a car.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. You want that car, you're going to have to
No, you want this glossy, well, you're going to have to buy a car, and then I may sign it for you.
That is July 8th at Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, the official automotive provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, presenting sponsor of Balloon Party. It's Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, and Alton Toyota. They really are the best. Go online at stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com to see their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And even if you didn't get your car from Munganess, make sure you get your car, your family's car serviced at Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, and Alton Toyota. And get your cars insured with James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. 313 five-star Google reviews for James Carlton and his staff. When you type his name in a search engine, that's what you're going to find, five-star reviews, because the customer service is the best. That's why I am a very happy James Carlton client, for home, for life, for auto, for anything important to you to get insured. Go to James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency, 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. He's my guy, and his staff does an incredible job, and he has a big staff to make sure that all of the people who call get taken care of very quickly. Plus, they will text you with updates on ways to save money. It couldn't be more convenient. It's the best, and I'm so happy I am a client of James and his staff at the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency in Webster Groves, 314-961-4800. Go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm. Doug, on the other side of this commercial break, big news in the Take Smith industry is Take Smith is leaving the industry.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Take Smiths, Mike Francesa was asked about succession and then began to tell a story about James Gandolfini.
And it's a good one.
He was in that show, wasn't he?
Who's the Take Smith leaving?
You're going to have to wait.
Yeah, okay.
And we got the Stephen A. Smith, Jake Paul.
We do have that?
Salad tossing.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, oh, my God, what a great tease here. We got everything coming up on the other side of the break. It's coming up in the appliance discounters. 8 o'clock hour that closes out the Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, and Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.